The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with another video game review, guys. That's right, we are here to talk all about 2K's NBA 2K21. And without further ado, take it away, Rock.
We're here to talk about the game. The game is called NBA 2K21, and if you've been familiar with the franchise, y'all know what it is. It's basketball, and it's straight up basketball. And you get your core modes, like always. You get your exhibition, your season mode, and the very famous My Career mode, which everyone loves. Because it tells the story lately. In the last few years, it's like, okay. It went from your basic, hey, you work your way up through the ranks, yada, yada, yada. And that's still the basis of the story. But what I've liked, and they've started to do this in a lot of 2K franchises, and other sports game franchises as well, is they build a story. Which is cool. This game, they build a story of, you're this player named Junior. You're following in your father's footsteps. You were once a football player, and now you've turned to basketball. Of course, your father was a basketball player, and he just, I believe he recently passed away, I think, how the time goes, and there's flashbacks where you're playing with your father, and everyone's, you know, trying to see if you'll follow in his footsteps. So the career mode starts off, and you're playing, by the way, spoilers, spoilers on some of the career mode stuff. So you're playing in, as him, and you started out in high school, which was a nice change that you didn't go straight to college. And then you go and you play some college games and stuff like that, which is cool. They actually had some real college teams in there. And you have some decisions to make along the way, whether because you get hurt in a game and then you have to decide, do I play hurt or do I play it smart and work for the play for the game where all the scouts are there? Another big decision you have to make is, do you go with a friend as an agent? Or do you go with the big corporate team as the agent? And along the way, you have your struggles and you deal with, you know, things you deal with in college, like dating a girl, which was different. And then she was a track star. I forget what she was, but she's an athlete as well. And then she was shipped off to Canada to play for the Canadian national team. And, you know, that's how that goes. And then the rest is you get it. If you decide to go with the agent, they'll help you with the shoe deals and all your sponsorships, and then you get into the draft, and you do all the draft stuff, which was cool. Like, to do all the combine stuff, like the jump for the height and the sprinting back and forth. It was cool to actually do that process. Trying to think what else. And then you get into, you know, you get drafted, and you become part of the team, and then you work your way up as you go. That was a cool little story they were telling. I've liked that so far. Not finished, because there's a lot, but I got through a majority of the major guts of the career mode, and I've enjoyed my time there.
Good. That's always important.
One thing I've liked in it is character creation. We've talked about this in a lot of the games we've been reviewing. Creating a character is important. It's very simple, basic. You know, you get your skin colors and your eye colors and your hairs. The one thing that stood out to me in terms of the character creation, you know how in all the video games, Lindsay, there you get your stock hair?
Yeah.
Okay. This game has a lot of stock hair, but the key in this, it allows you to change the length of some of the hairstyles.
Oh.
So it's not like it's all just the same. Say even nice, you know how guys have like straight, bushy type hair, a little bit of, you know, just, but you can stretch it out a little bit.
It's fluffy.
It makes it more fluffy. Fluffy is a good term. It makes it more fluffy, which I like. I thought that was like, oh, we're taking that to the next level. And that may have been in 2K20. I don't remember. But to me, going through 2K21 and seeing it for the first time, I was like, oh, I dig that. Now, there's been a lot of talk on the internet. Lots of it. There were some issues with the controls. They tried something. They made things a little bit difficult on people. But to 2K's credit, they came out right up front. Okay, you don't like it? We're going to change some things back. And they've continued to make adjustments. I think it was within a couple days of the game releasing, they made change, because they knew if you're a real pro at the game, you can handle some changes, even though people complain that it's the internet, people complain about everything. But I digress. But they came out and said, okay, if you're going to play it on some of the easier levels, like rookie, pro, all-star, we're gonna help you guys out. We're going to change the shooting. Not change the buttons, but change like the the shoot bar, where you time it. It's not as sensitive. You get more room to shoot. And they've made, I believe, 2 or 3 changes to that since the game has been released, which is like, okay. And that's why I wanted to wait on reviewing this game a little bit, like, putting out this review, is like, I wanted to see how they've progressed and continue to make changes, because it's not fair to judge a game day one. Because we all know, video games have bugs. It could be the best game in the world, there's always going to be something wrong with it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that they were making tweaks live as people are playing the game and they're finding the game and they're making those changes, that's really cool of them. Mm-hmm. To do that. That, you know, because normally it's like, for some developers, not all, and I'm not, certainly not saying our friends at 2K, but, you know, sometimes with some games, they're like, yeah, we'll get to it at some point. With this, they were like, no, no, that's not right. We're going to fix it right now.
Right. There are a lot of games, and it's, you wait for the patch, right? The first big patch. Because every game, every sports game comes with a patch. They give you the roster update, and they make some changes. It's in, happened with WWE 2K franchise, it's happened with the NBA franchise, it happens with Madden, all the video games, right? In the sports genre. They came out, here's a hot fix. Okay. They're serious. They want to make their fan base happy. We all know their fan base is one of the biggest fan bases out there in terms of sports. And especially right now, with sports happening, with basketball season currently going on, it's like, you gotta keep your people happy. Because a lot of people are going to buy the new game because, hey, the current season is happening. Which is weird, okay? I need to address this. It's weird we're having basketball right now in what's now almost October, which the season should be starting, not just ending, as it's going to be here in a couple weeks. Which is weird. Which is going to make the playing the game in, say, like 3 months from now, if you just stick with the franchise mode, or GMO, whatever it is, weird. Your season mode. That's a better way to put it. The season mode. Weird, because it's like, what is the actual calendar when you want to start like a new season? Like the beginning of this current season. It's like, it's weird, but it's a good weird. So one thing I hope they do down the line, whenever the real season comes about, the 2021 season comes, hopefully they can add that calendar in so you're playing the game as is the current upcoming season to give this game some longevity, which I think they can figure out a way to adjust, I would hope, because they have to kind of know people like me who, see, I'm not, this year I played the career mode because we're reviewing it, it's not my style. I like going in the franchise GM season mode, however you want to describe it, and just playing. That's my thing. I like simming some seasons, I like making trades, I like doing all that, because it's like, it's cool, it's like you get to control a franchise and see how it develops, especially with the Sixers for a while, every year. It's like, oh, we have young players, and you can play them forever, because there's, like, for years when you played, like, the Lakers, you have people retire, or the older team, they would retire after 1 or 2 seasons. Somehow, the Sixers wouldn't have anyone retire, because we're always drafting first.
They're special like that.
Special like that, because we trust the process. Just trust the process.
It's a rebuilding year, right?
Every year's a, for a while, it was just, it's a rebuilding year. We're just going to trust the process. Anyway, it's me being a sports fan. I'm just going to digress on that.
He's a little bitter.
Hey, we've turned the corner. We got some stars. We just need a coach. We may have one by the time this comes out. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, they're meeting with people as we speak. So we'll see. Anyway, back to the video game. I like that they've been addressing issues. I think to keep your fan base happy, to keep a long-term fan base, you gotta make them happy, which I like. So they address the control issues, they're making sure everyone's happy with the game. The one thing and this may be me thing, when creating my character,
mm-hmm.
They have this app, the My2K app, where you're able to do head scan.
Mm-hmm.
I never could get it to work properly.
Hmm.
I would sit here and just move the phone slightly and get it, and I would get every bar except one. And it would just sit with the final bar. It's like, just move. Take the picture. Just take the picture. So that, I would think, needs a little bit of adjustment, but maybe I was doing it wrong. I don't know. I tried a few times. It would just stick at one bar left. I was like, all right, whatever. But anyway, in terms of the game itself, very easy to play now that they made some changes. The shooting mechanics have gotten easier and simpler. In terms of the shooting bar, you're able to hit more shots, because early on, it's like, oh, it could be just slightly off, which always happens because it's basketball, it's fast-paced. It's like, all right, you could be slightly off, slightly late, it would still go in. It's like, even if you were slightly late, it was like, oh, it's nowhere close. It's like, oh, became frustrating, which is why they made some of the changes. Overall, I like the game. I think the graphics are cool. They're really smooth. I didn't find any hitches. I felt the gameplay itself felt very smooth. So if you're an NBA fan, go out and get this game. It's NBA 2K21. You're all familiar with the franchise. I recommend going out and get the game. I enjoy it. I've enjoyed this game, I don't know, for 20-something years already. It just forms a habit. When 2K got a hold of the series, like, all right, cool, let's see what they got. And they've made some really good games, and every year, I keep coming back. That's what you like about video game series. It keeps you coming back. So go out, get NBA 2K21 now, available on Xbox, PlayStation, you name it. Go get it. But I think we're done now.
I think that does it for us. So everybody, like you said, go check out the game. It's a fun experience if you're into basketball. And, you know, look out for next year's game as well, because I'm sure it will be equally as awesome. But as you said, that does it for us, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned, because there will be another review coming very shortly, so you want to watch out for that. But till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews NBA 2K21 edition. And we will see you next time. Till then, bye!